visiting with Pleasantville head girls basketball coach Allison Price to preview their 2025-2026 season. Coach, I know you take a little bit of a look last season as we take a step back. Just kind of overall thoughts on how you feel last season went and, you know, just kind of the season overall.
Yeah, I mean, I look back at the season last year and there was a lot to be proud of. They haven't won many games in the past, obviously, as my second season here at Pleasantville, finishing with a 14-10 record, like, that's incredible. And I kept telling the girls after every game last year, like, that's something to be proud of. I mean, we went over 500, and every win that we got, like, that was a celebration, the growth that we made throughout the season. It was just good to see the program be successful and see some success go through this program and this school and kind of show the girls like how good it feels truly to win and to have a successful basketball season, make it into postseason, winning that first postseason game. Some of those girls hadn't seen that in basketball, some of those senior girls last year. So that was just exciting for them to know that we had some younger girls helping along the way as well. It's promising for our program. So I finished the season last year at the banquet, just letting them know, like, to be proud of what they accomplished, knowing that we can only grow from here, but that little taste of success can only just lead to more growth throughout those younger girls' seasons.
You know, one key contributor last year that's going to be hard to replace is Joelle Johnson.
Yep.
She was a great player for several years for you guys. Talk about kind of her impact and, you know, if you guys have an immediate plan to try to fill some of that productivity.
Yeah, I mean, Joelle, I mean, she was our ball handler. I mean, she brought up the ball 90% of the time. She was also our scorer 90% of the time. I mean, averaging almost 20 points a game every game. And, like, that's something that's going to hurt us a little bit. And finding those girls to fill those shoes of just being a little bit more confident in getting the basket to the ball or the ball to the hoop. So that's just important for us, is to find those roles, because she did. It was a heavy one that she played for the last 4 years of her high school career. And she loved basketball and she knew the game. And she was our threat that we always used in all situations. So that's something that as coaches, and as a program, that we have to find these first few weeks of practice before we can play our first game, is we got to find those girls who can step into those roles of being a ball handler, being confident with the ball, but also looking for shots to take.
You know, and heading into this season, can you just maybe highlight a few key returners that are going to be coming back that were contributors last year, or maybe a couple girls that didn't get a lot of varsity time and you expect to step up this year?
Yeah, I look at my two starters returning, Riley Hardman and Taylor Perkins, both freshmen from last year. They'll be sophomores. Some started majority of the year, all year last year for us. Taylor earned second team all conference last year, and that's something to be proud of. I mean, she really stepped in as a freshman. She's pretty versatile, can work inside, but also has a shot outside. She's strong. I mean, she's good with the ball. She's strong inside, just powerful with everything she does. She really stepped up defensive-wise for us last year, got some tips, some stops as well for us that made us successful along the way. Riley Hardman, she's a workhorse. I mean, she's all over the court. She's scrappy. That's what I love about her. I mean, you tell her to do something and she's very coachable. She wants to go and do it. She wants to please. And I think, like, over the summer, I've seen her shot just become a little bit more confident from the outside. So I'm excited to see where she continues to grow that way. I have one senior returning, Emmy Heemstra. I'm excited to see what she can perform in her last year here at Pleasantville. She's strong. She's a good rebounder for us. So I'm hoping she becomes just a little bit more confident with the ball, get some shots up, stuff like that. And then I got another, she'll be a sophomore, Kylie Jolly. I'm hoping can maybe step up a little bit, just being able more confident with the ball, being a big ball handler for us. She got quite a few minutes there towards the end of the season, so I'm hopeful that she can return back even stronger. I got some young girls as well, freshmen coming in that I'm excited for. Some girls that have played a lot of basketball, a lot of AAU basketball over the summer. I've seen a little bit of them play in Sunday leagues this October, but I'm hopeful that it'll be successful.
You know, as you look at kind of the schedule, you know, just your thoughts on the schedule overall, you know, of course you will have your conference teams, but for non-conference opponents, similar to last season or something different?
They're pretty similar from last year. We dropped a few. We dropped Wayne and Melcher. Still looking for another game to pick up. We start our season with Eddyville, just like we did last year. We're also getting the opportunity to play at the KC Center December 13th versus Sheridan, which I'm super excited about. I think the girls, it'll be a good opportunity for them to be able to touch that floor that is state basketball, and just like set a goal for that as a team. Like, how do we get here as a team? Just kind of getting a taste of it. But yeah, I mean, look at other games that we'll play Albia, which was a tough game for us last year. And our conference is strong, as it is too. So just look forward to playing those games.
You know, as we talk now, you're just starting practice, you know, and just getting the season going. What's kind of the preparation process look like from now until you get ready for that first game?
Yeah, we'll start with the Jamboree next week at Linville. We'll play PCM. So yeah, I mean, we're right away, we got to get after it, learn things as for those young girls come up, learn the way that I want to run basketball this year. Continuing with our up and down as fast as we can play, using our press breaks, using our press, full court, just wanting the girls to just be in shape, ready to play, giving me those bursts of energy when they're in, and then being able to be subbed out and continuously getting more girls off the bench, and not just having 5-6 girls play a game, but getting those numbers to be 9 or 10 girls who consistently can play a game. But I'm excited to get going this week.
Coach, kind of before we close, just, you know, you're entering now your third season. Do you feel like you've kind of got your bearings now on the program and feel comfortable with kind of what you've been able to do with it so far?
Yeah, I do feel now that I start my third season, the relationships I've built with these girls they're super fun to be around. I've kind of set my foot here in Pleasantville and what these girls' basketball program is kind of going to look like, what I want out of the team, out of the program. I think everybody around knows that. So I'm excited just to continue the growth. We had a successful season last year, and I hope to continue that this year.